Hallelujah. 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 Lord, that you will move over the waters.
Hallelujah.
Lord, that you will move over our souls this morning and restore our souls. Restore us, my Father. Make us whole again. Heal us and we shall be healed. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name, dear Lord. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I woke up this morning and a word was going through my heart. And I believe it's a continuation of what God has been speaking to us. I don't have the totality of the word. But I'm here maybe to lay a foundation. And maybe to bring the prophetic dimension of the word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I was telling my brother this morning that that word, he has to continue it. He doesn't know what the word is. I was telling Brother Chijoke that. Hallelujah. But I believe that God is going to give him the unction to break it down. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Bro Dwak started it, but he didn't know. He jumped a particular verse that was key. Ephesians 1. You jumped 13. Is it not so? And you went to 15.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Praise God. Hallelujah. He said, in whom you also trusted. After that, you heard the word of truth. The gospel of your salvation. In whom also, after that you believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we'll be talking about opening the seals and the sealing of saints. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, because we need to understand what God is saying to us now. Not what he said yesterday. What he is saying now. You know, the church, the traditional church, have been glorying in what he said yesterday. And because they have dwelled in what he said yesterday, the church has been going round and round in the wilderness. There is no progress. And many of us are getting tired, is it not so? And not only getting tired, some are even dying in the wilderness. Because the church is going round and round the circle. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm not interested in what he said yesterday. Even what he said yesterday might be useful. But much more, I want to be in tune with what he's saying now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because he said something. He said that his sheep hear his voice. He didn't say they followed. Hallelujah. But they follow him, is it not so?
It
means that it is a continuous voice. A continuous voice that they are hearing. And as long as he keeps speaking, they keep following. They keep hearing. And they keep pursuing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you must be interested in what God is saying now. Hallelujah. About your present condition, you must be interested. What is he saying about me now? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because he knows everything about you yesterday. And he knows everything about you now. Because the Bible says that he is the same God. What? Yesterday, today, and what? Forever. So he knows everything about you. So you must be keen in understanding what he's saying about you now. What he's saying about the church now. What he's saying about the world now. That should be our concern. Amen. Praise God. Because if you hear what he's saying about you now, you know how to manage yourself. Hallelujah. You know how to arrange yourself. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says that we are not of them that draw back unto perdition, but we are of them that press on. Press on to the saving of the soul. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So we are going to talk about the opening of the seals. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the sealing of his saints. Because from the understanding I have from the scripture, these two are working together simultaneously. As the seals are being opened and certain things begin to happen, then it also affords the church or the sons of God the ability to be sealed. Hallelujah. And as we speak, there is a sealing that is going on. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We are going to read it. Slightly lengthy, 3 chapters of the scripture. We are reading it so that you understand the background. And I don't think that this preaching will be long. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Royce is looking at me. I don't think it will be long. Hallelujah. They have also warned me that it should not be long. They know, those that have warned me know themselves. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's read from Revelation chapter 6.
We
are going to read chapter 6, chapter 7, and chapter 8. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, and I just follow keenly. He said, and I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard as it were the noise of thunder. One of the four beasts saying, come and see. And I saw, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat on him had a bow. And a crown was given unto him. And he went forth conquering and to conquer. And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, come and see. And there went out another horse that was red. And the power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, come and see. And I beheld, and lo, a black horse. And he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hands. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, a measure of wheat for a penny, and 3 measures of barley for a penny. And see thou, hot not the oil and the wine. And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, come and see. And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was death, and hell followed with him. And power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth, to kill with sword and with hunger and with death and with the beast of the earth. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? And white robes were given unto every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season, until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed, they were as they were, should be fulfilled. And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell upon the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs, when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it was rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bond man, and every free man, hid themselves in dens and in the rocks, and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that sit on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall abide? And who shall be able to stand? Amen. You want to read that chapter? Or I should continue. Okay. And after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels, to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. And I heard the number of them which were sealed. Hallelujah. Amen. That is why I said that there is a sealing going on, right? He said, and I heard the number of them which were sealed. And there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. Of the tribe of Judah were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Reuben were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Gad were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Asher were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Naphtalim were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Manasseh were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Simeon were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Levi were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Issachar were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Zebulun were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Joseph were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Benjamin were sealed 12,000. After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with the white robes, with white robe and palms in their hands, and crying with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne, about the elders and the four beasts. And I fell before the throne on their faces, and worshipped God, saying, amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, what are these which are arrayed in white robes? And whence come they? And I said unto him, sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, these are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of water. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Chapter 8. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about a space of half an hour. And I saw the seven angels which stood before God. And to them were given seven trumpets. And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer, and there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar, which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense, which came with the prayers of the saints, ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. And the angel took the censer and filled it with fire of the altar, and cast it into the earth, and there were voices, and thunderings, and lightnings, and earthquake. And the seven angels which had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. The first angel sounded, and there followed hail and fire mingled with blood. And they were cast upon the earth. And the third part of trees was burnt up, and all green grass was burnt up. And the second angel sounded, and as it were a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea. And the third part of the sea became blood. And the third part of the creatures which were in the sea and had life died. And the third part of the sheep were destroyed. And the third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp. And it fell upon the third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of waters. And the name of that of the star is called Wormwood. And the third part of the waters became wormwood. Amen.
Amen.
And many men died of the waters because they were made bitter. And the fourth angel sounded, and the third part of the sun was smitten, and the third part of the moon, and the third part of the stars. So as the third part of them was darkened, and the day shone not for a third part of it, and the light, and the night likewise. And I beheld and heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, by reason of the other voices of the trumpet of the three angels which are yet to sound. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You want to read it? Hallelujah. Okay. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. These three chapters covers clearly what seemed to be God's program in this time. Hallelujah. I will point out a few things that will guide us. And one of them is that the opening of the seals indicates, as it were, the timing and the unfolding events in God's program. Let me tell you something. God has a program. This world is not just floating. Aimlessly, without any destination. God has a program. And that program must be fulfilled. Hallelujah. There is no amount of UN peace talk that will stop God's program. Hallelujah. There is no arrangement whatsoever under the sun that will stop a prophetic word that God has given concerning the world. So no matter how much we try, no matter how much we try to equip armed forces, equip police, manage the refugees and the IDP camps and all, I'm telling you, it is only but the beginning of sorrows we are into. My dear, we better know that things are winding up very fast. Things are coming to a very quick conclusion. And as we see these things happen, they are falling right into place in God's program. They are falling into place in God's agenda for the end time. And yet, all these are happening, and the people of God are asleep. People are just asleep and having a very good time. He says that day will be like the day during the time of Noah. That many people are marrying and giving to marriage and doing their business. Everything is going as normal. And suddenly the day comes upon them. Brethren, I pray that this morning you will not be a part of the company on whom this whole thing that God is saying comes upon you suddenly. But we shall be a people who are alert. We shall be a people who are vigilant. We shall be a people who are sensitive to what God is saying in this time. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I believe that this weekend program is not going to be like other years. The level of the world is coming up higher. So you better tie up your seatbelt and begin to listen. Because God is saying specific things to us in this conference. Amen. He talked something about the bride making herself ready. And that has been it. He also talked about the time in which we are in. He said that this is the third day period. And that we are moving on to midnight.
Amen.
We didn't quite, lay emphasis or discuss a little about midnight. You need to understand that midnight represents when all these activities are going to come to a peak. When all that is happening in the world is going to come to a climax. That is the time we are in. If you ever will imagine that things around us are going to get better next year, my dear, you are making a very great mistake. If you think it will be nice and easy, some people will say 2017, my year of abundance. They do a stick and put it there. It will be abundance to you, praise God. But I'm saying that globally there is nothing like abundance. It's not going to get any better. Because things are happening according to God's own program. Amen. And Peter says that if things are happening this way, he said, what manner of persons ought you to be? Hallelujah. What manner of Christian should you be? What manner of living as a Christian should you be living? That is what the question is. Hallelujah. You know, the church is asleep. When I mean church, I mean church in the true sense. Praise God.
Amen.
While all this are happening, some churches are still organizing Suya night. Hallelujah. They are still organizing double portion. They are organizing a new dawn. Hallelujah. When God is saying that He is about to conclude all things, that we have come to the fullness of the dispensation of times, and men are still joking around. Some churches, you find clowns in the church. Hallelujah. The clowns, jesters in the church. That tells you that the church is not prepared for what is going to unfold. But I can assure you that this church in Ipe, God is preparing you for what is about to unfold. Can I hear a bigger amen? Praise God. So you better take heed. You better listen. You better take down notes. Go back and find out for yourself whether those things that they said this weekend, are they truly so? And if they are so, how does it affect me? What should be my response to it?
Amen.
A little digression. There were those days when the word come like this. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
How many of you were in Sister Enos place? Just raise your hand, because you will be able to bear witness. Praise God. Those days, you understand? Those days. Hallelujah. So you will confirm what I'm going to say now. When a word comes, many of us those days, you know what we used to do? Sister Enos used to give us very good food. Three of us. We will all eat. But there are some people who will not eat. Is it not so? You will see them, they go to one corner of the room. They are praying. They are looking through their notes. They are fasting. They are crying out to God. Amen.
Amen.
That It's not happening today. Hallelujah. Amen. God wants us to go back to those things. Those behaviors we had. We hear a word like this. He said, this one is too heavy for me. Tomorrow, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you will not eat. You are looking through the scripture. You are fasting. You are not praying that God give me a miracle so that I will have a breakthrough to build a house. Really, were we praying that type of prayer? We are praying, God, just deliver me. Just deliver my soul. Deliver me from this habit. Deliver me from this character trait. We were crying out. You will later hear why I'm mentioning this. Because those things that we did are the things that are required in this hour to bring deliverance to us, so that we'll be counted worthy to be partakers of that day. Amen. Praise God. So I said that the opening of the seals is the same as given the timing of God and the events that will unfold. We have read it from chapter 6 to 8. There is timing for everything. And as the year comes, God begins to unfold. As another season unfolds, God unfolds something. So that is what God has in mind. In other words, in summarizing what I've just said in these past few minutes, I'm saying that the opening of the seals has to indicate it indicates the timing and the events in God's program that are unfolding. Amen. And I think to a large extent that the opening of the seals also represent the sequence of events, how they are going to happen in the physical. It may not seem so, but in the spirit, that is the way it is. There is a sequence. And because it has been ordered in the spirit, we begin to see the reflection upon the earth. So things are not happening for happening's sake. They are happening because there is a hand that is ordering them. Hallelujah. And that hand is ordering the events of things. And given a warning to a people to begin to prepare themselves. Hallelujah. It's also the opening of the seals also indicates the various tribulations that will come upon the earth. Hallelujah. Trials, tribulations are going to also accompany these things that are unfolding. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Now let me tell you, when you are in the village, you don't hear certain things. True or false?
Yes.
Oh yes, I live in the village. And whenever I come to town, I'll go to Channels TV to update myself. I'll go to CNN to hear what is happening. When I'm there, I don't hear anything. And it helps me so that I will also be able to pray with clean mind. Hallelujah. When I come and I begin to update myself, what is going on? So when you are in Ikpe, you may not know what is going on. And it is better for you too. Hallelujah. But somehow too, you need to know what is going on. He said, what is God saying? Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. At least you know of Boko Haram, is it not so? You have heard that one in the market, is it not so? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
We are going to try to see how we can update ourselves from the scriptures. The activities of those men. How do they fit into what God is saying? We want to break down this world to the extent that every one of us will be able to understand it. Hallelujah. So that the day does not come upon us unawares. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the opening of the seal, more importantly, reveals. It reveals the preparations and the things that the saints of God must be doing to make the bride be ready for the sealing.
Hallelujah.
Because the sealing Hallelujah, that we have read is the sealing of the bride of Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Praise God.
Hallelujah.
There is a sealing that God is sealing his people. And any man that bears this seal. Hallelujah. Oh my God.
Amen.
There are many things that are happening that will not affect him. Because the seal of God is upon him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Like I said, the sealing is going on right now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 We are going to go into a little detail. Hallelujah. To talk about this whole, the opening of the seal. Before we talk about the sealing.
Amen.
So go with me again. Let's go to Revelation 6. Amen. Go to chapter 6. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, and I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals. And I heard as it were the noise of thunder and of the four beasts saying, come and see. And I saw and behold a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. You know, he that had it had a bow. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You know, white, it seems to me, speaks about purity, is it not so? So this was he said that it was a white horse.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. And when you talk about horse, really, you are talking about spirits. There is a spirit that is released. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 And the truth of the matter is that the horses or the seals that have been opening also, they also speak about the beginning of judgment. Judgment released upon the face of the earth. And this horse or this spirit that is released speaks about purity to a large extent. But it's a spirit that is going, judging the hearts of men. Examining the hearts of men and their intents. And the book speaks about travail, men crying out for deliverance. So this horse is going forth, this spirit is going forth. And he says that he's sealing those who are sighing and mourning. Hallelujah. Amen. So there is a release of this spirit. And he says that a crown was also given to him. And he goes conquering and to conquer. We're not going to go into this. And I believe that the ministry that will come will break these things down. But we are talking about what is it that is going on right now. Brother, we are saying that while all this is happening, there is a spirit in the midst of all the calamity, in the midst of all the destruction, in the midst of all the pollution, in the midst of the blasphemy, in the midst of all the rebellion, there is a spirit that is going on and working in the hearts of men. Working in the hearts of saints of God, bringing purity, requiring purity, and they are conquering and they are overcoming. In the midst of in this crooked and perverse generation, there is a spirit of purity that is given. And some people say that in this time you can't be perfect. I tell you, it's a lie. There are those that are crossing the threshold of corruption. Hallelujah. There are those that are crossing the boundaries of evil and wickedness. And they are moving into God because they are partakers of the spirit that God has released in this time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Let's look again. You know, he said something about a crown was given unto him. Hallelujah. You know, somewhere in Revelation, he also says that to him that overcometh will be given a name. Hallelujah. God is bringing crown upon them who are overcoming. And later we are going to see the relevance of this. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Because something we said something about sealing. I think it's in chapter 8. That God is sealing. And some of us, I want to mention it earlier, and you better remind me later so that we can explain it and we can get scripture for it. There are seven sealing that must come upon you. Are you with me?
Amen.
Seven ceilings.
Amen.
You, Brother Nkuruwem, you must be sealed. Not just once. You must be sealed how many times? Seven times. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. We are going to explain it. So that you fully understand why that is necessary. And when you understand it, it will keep you on your toes. Hallelujah. We read in Ephesians 1:13 that sealing of the Holy Ghost of a promise. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. That is number one. Hallelujah. That is only one out of many. And like Brother Chijoke said, it's only an activity of what? Outer court. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. It's one out of many ceilings that God wants to bring upon you. Hallelujah. Amen. And that is why I cannot rest until I have the complete ceiling. Hallelujah. Until God seals me proper and proper. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
So there is a ceiling. Every overcoming is a ceiling. So for the white horse, as men are conquering and to conquer, as they are receiving strength, hallelujah, to conquer, to overcome, there is a ceiling that God is sealing them. Hallelujah. Every habit you overcome, and you truly overcome it. I say truly overcome it. You receive a seal. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
There are those that sexual perversion has no power over them. Are you with me? Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is nothing you will do to them. They are dead. The Bible says they are dead. They are dead to sin and to what? Trespass. They are dead. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You know, because you know there was something that happened with David. They brought one girl. The man was there lying down and travailing over his soul. They said, I think this man will need a young pretty girl. If he sees the girl, then all his body will get alive. Hallelujah. Then he will receive heat. Hallelujah. They brought one young girl, one fine girl. Hallelujah. One pretty girl. Hallelujah. Thinking that will move the man. The man was dead. Hallelujah. Every sense organ, hallelujah, that will provoke anything in him was gone. And the Bible said that the woman lied before him and he could not what? Receive any heat. Hallelujah. No heat. Hallelujah. Amen. Brethren, there are those, before now, they may have had the appetite for money. They may have loved money. Hallelujah. And you bring 100 million before them, they tell you, take it and go. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I used to have a friend. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A stark unbeliever. I want you to listen very carefully, because if an unbeliever could do this, how about me, a son of God? An unbeliever, very good friend of mine, but he happened to be a very good moralist. And he tells me, Hallelujah. His name is Sotoyen. Sotoyen tells me, challenges me. He says that I'm better than most of you Christians, born again people. I say, really? I never took him seriously. This is about 1979-1980. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you know, when you are before or in the company of such people, you just know how to conduct yourself. Praise God. Because this is an unbeliever. There are certain actions you will do that will harden him, and there are certain actions you will do that will push him to God. Is it not so? So I was very, very careful. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now, many years thereafter, many years after, I was in Lagos. And I asked about him. Nobody knew where about, because another friend that linked us together had married and gone to Cameroon. So when I moved down to Port Harcourt, I inquired about him. Nobody could, but one day I saw him in his cousin's place, and we started talking. So Toye was working in Ajib, Nigerian Ajib Oil. Amen. And he was placed in a place where there is contract. That is, he approves contracts. So can you imagine, is it not so? Hallelujah. If you are approving contract in Ajib, you know what that means. Hallelujah. Amen. Because some of those contractors, they are very, very wicked men. Hallelujah. They can go and build a house and come and give you the key. If you understand what I mean, as gifts. So a brother who works in that place, who happened to be with us, came one day and told me that, do you know what? He said, Sotoye is your friend. I said, yes. He said, man, that guy is something else. That, do you know that a contractor came and gave him $250,000. Do you know when this is? We are talking about 2004. Hallelujah. If that $250,000 is now converted, how much it will give you? They gave it to Sotoye. Sotoye said, come on, take your money. I don't want it. He came under so much pressure. One day he just got up and carried his family, and they ran to London. He rejected that job and ran. This is someone who is not born again. One day he called me from London. That was around 2005 or 2006. He called me. He said, hey Isaac, how are you? But the number is an unknown number. So he deliberately did that so that I would not call him back. He called, he said, do you know who is calling you? I said, I don't know. He said, this is Sotoye. Bam, he pressed and cut the call. Praise God. Hallelujah. Why am I bringing this story? There are non-Christians who have a form of righteousness. Hallelujah. But you know what the scripture says? It says that your own righteousness must do what? Exceed. There must be something extra about your righteousness. That it must exceed the righteousness of the Pharisees. Praise God. So I'm trying to tell you, brethren, there are those who are overcoming. And the more you overcome, the power of corruption is hardly exercised over them. They are walking in such a manner, they are conscious of where they are going. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. I don't know how many of us are walking so closely with the Lord. Some of us are not conscious of our environment. And there's so much misbehavior, so much lack of character. So much compromises we get ourselves into. But I can praise God this morning that the spirit of purity is being released, so that men will begin to arise to overcome. And the more we overcome, the more we are being sealed. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. I want to encourage you, if you still find anger in your life, And you are travailing and crying out to God. One day you will just wake up and discover that anger is gone. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can someone say amen?
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Let's take one more. We'll see if we can move faster. I'll just scratch it. Maybe some depth will be brought into it later. He said, and when he had opened the second seal, I heard a sound. The second beast said, come and see. And there went out another horse that was red. Now, just pause there a little while. You know, when you talk about the color red, on the natural plane, you know what it indicates. Amen. Is it not so? Can anybody tell me, when you see red, what does it tell you? Danger! Hallelujah! That's something serious. He's showing something serious, is it not so?
Amen!
So this particular horse is a horse of danger. Hallelujah! Amen! He's showing the dangerousness of the time. Hallelujah! That there is a spirit of danger that has been released. Hallelujah! He said, and power was given to him that sat upon it. He is coming to take away peace from the earth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. And that they should kill one another. He said, and was given unto him great sword. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we can see that there is a spirit that have also been released in our time. It has taken peace away from the earth. All we see is destruction. All we see is bloodshed. All we see is commotion. There are certain cities in the earth as we speak right now. They are totally razed down. If you go to a place like Syria, Syria is down. And many parts in the Middle East destroyed. Where that is going too far. They are begging people now to come back to Medjugorje. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They are begging people to go back to Borno State. The state has been brought down. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, brethren, there is a spirit that has been released in this time. And I'm saying to you, brethren, by the word of God, that more will unfold. More destructions will come. More blood will roll upon the land. And while this is happening, the scripture is asking us, what manner of persons should you be? What kind of Christianity should you be living? That is what the question for us to answer this morning. Amen. He said many will be killed. Great sword given. That is why there is a lot of shooting, a lot of killing in the land. Armed robbery is on the increase. Kidnapping is on the increase. Because peace has been taken away from the earth. Verse 5 says, and when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, come and see. Say, he that sat on him had a pair of balances. Hallelujah. So he said, and I beheld and lo, a black horse. And he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. So there is judgment. Hallelujah. Amen.
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 And this judgment, he says that it must begin from where? From the household of God. All our actions, all our deeds are being put on the balance. God is weighing. The Bible says that it is from God. In him, all actions are what? Weighed. All actions are weighed. God is weighing every man, because there is a spirit of judgment that has been released to weigh all your actions. The black represents the conditions of our hearts, the blackness of our hearts, the darkness is in our hearts, and God is weighing it right now. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, there was a great judgment that came upon Babylon, I guess. Was it not Belshazzar? Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And as he was feasting and having a good time, there was a handwriting on the wall. Amen. And what did the handwriting say? Yeah? Something, something of fasting. You remember the word? Mene, mene. Ah, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And the man could not read it. Huh? He had to get a prophet of God who read it and told him that your activities and your actions have put what? On a balance. And God has ruled. Hallelujah. Brethren, this is a very serious time. Every action is being weighed. Every of our thoughts are being weighed. Hallelujah. Many of us, our thoughts is that it's like, you know, it's like a wild beast. Hallelujah. We are here in church, but there is a lot of activities you are carrying out in the house. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Even me, sometimes when I come to church, I just remember that my wife was cooking fried rice before we left. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when Brother Chijoke start preaching others his long preaching, my mind start going to that rice that my wife cooked. I said, let him do quick. Let me go home and eat rice. Amen. Doesn't this happen to you? Oh yes, our minds wander. Hallelujah. Our mind just travel. A lot of activities going on our mind. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I may be saying it as a joke. It may look like a story. But I can tell you, one of the assignments that God is giving to the angels is to seal them upon their foreheads. Hallelujah. One of the things that will happen is to seal you on your forehead. And your forehead, God is talking about, it represents your mind. God must seal us on our minds. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that darkness will no longer encroach.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. I'm just taking this opening of seals very fast. There are more to say. Maybe when it comes, we'll break it down for us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Look at the fifth seal.
He said,
I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. Oh, hallelujah. Now, let me tell you something, brethren. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. This particular scripture is the one that frightens me. Why does it frighten me? Because a time is coming. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When this seal is opened, I am going to stand side by side with certain men of God. I'm going to stand side by side with certain people of God who have overcome. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, because there's a sense in which I give excuse to myself. And I said, oh no, I cannot do this. Now I'm going to stand side by side with men who overcame. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Some of you young people, you say, I'm too young. Let me tell you something. You are going to stand with Timothy. Hallelujah. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Hallelujah. You are going to stand with young men like Timothy. Hallelujah. Who began to serve the Lord right from an early age. Some of us say, I'm still a small child. You are small child, nothing. He says that, listen, if Timothy did what in this righteousness and did overcome in his own generation, what stops you from overcoming in your own generation? Hallelujah.
Amen.
That seal will be opened. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said that you did run, and you did run well. Who did hinder you? Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Are we together, brethren? Hallelujah. So, you know, when you are in business, you cannot overcome. You must give bribe. Men who did business and did not give bribe will appear. God will say, now look at them. Hallelujah. That this man overcame. I have his record. Because that day the books will work. The open. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Two types of books. The books. and the book. Hallelujah. Amen. Every man's work shall be what? Made what? Manifest. You have no excuse. I have no excuse. Hallelujah. To say, well, I did not because this happened. Hallelujah. You know, my husband was going around sleeping with women. That was why me too. You are making a very great mistake. Because he's going to present to you men and women who overcame in their marriages. We are no longer saying amen to that, right? Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says that he's going to do so that no one will say there is an excuse. No excuse for anyone. So there are souls of men for the testimony that they bore. God is going to, the seals will be opened and they will come forth. And they are going to stand in judgment with you and I. Hallelujah. And sometimes we say, well, this kind of appetite is difficult to, this kind of habit is difficult to overcome it. Brethren, I'm telling you, there are men and women who are overcoming the same habit, the same thing. Hallelujah. Amen. So let us put excuses aside. And let us run this race with every perseverance. Hallelujah. And there are Hallelujah. Amen. Like I said the other day, we can overcome. Hallelujah. Amen. I have a personal testimony that I'm overcoming. Amen. Hallelujah. You too can overcome. No matter what habit it was or what it is, you also can overcome. Hallelujah. I thought we would shout a loud amen to it because God is saying to you particularly that you can overcome. Hallelujah. Amen. Said in a loud voice. And the people were saying, oh long, holy and true, doth not thou judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth. Hallelujah. Now, I think that the vengeance they are talking about here is not necessarily God begin to kill all of them that shed their blood. No. Hallelujah. I can rephrase it a little bit to say, God, would you vindicate us? Hallelujah. Would you vindicate us? That it is true that a man can be righteous upon this earth, even if it means with his own blood. Hebrews says that we have not yet. Complete it for me now. We have not yet come to the what? Of blood. We have not resisted yet unto blood. Hallelujah. These men, they resisted to the very last. But you and I, we have not even come to the point where our lives and our blood are demanded. And we are giving excuses. Let me tell you something, brethren. God is no respecter of persons. If you are not willing, he said that he will pass you by and he will move. Sometimes we just have this mentality that we are the custodians. We are the custodians of the revelation of God. It's a very great mistake. That is a misconception that the end time church has. That we are custodians. Or we can never fail. Or we can never make mistakes. I'm telling you, we can make mistakes. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We are vulnerable to mistakes. Hallelujah. That your end time does not mean that you... It doesn't mean that you know it all about God. And it is time for the church to begin to humble herself. And to begin to say, God, I come to you that you might deliver me. That you might deliver my soul. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. In the church, I see a lot of envy. I see a lot of jealousy in the church. I see a lot of that even among the eldership, among the leadership. I see a lot of envy. Hallelujah. But God is coming to purify his church. Hallelujah. Because he will have a church that is without spot or wrinkle. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We just assume that we know it because of the little revelation we have. But God is saying to us, we need to come to a point where we humble ourselves. Hallelujah. Amen. May God help us, brethren. Hallelujah. May the Lord help us to begin to seek Him and come with Him with the simplicity of the heart of a child. Say, God, I do not know. So please, Lord, teach me. Instruct me in the way that I should go. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's go to the next one. He's talking about the pail. He said, and white robes were given unto every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season, until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were, should be fulfilled. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let me tell you something. If there's too much violence in this country and I have this, I will run away. Don't you feel that same way? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Is it not so?
Yes.
Hallelujah. If they now say that this is a Muslim country, anybody who calls the name of Christ will be killed. Some of us will just find way to Cameroon. Hallelujah. And fly from there and leave this whole thing. True or false? You don't want to agree. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Then let me tell you something. As we speak, there are Christians in Islamic countries where Christians are being killed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And they are there. They send to the very end. They don't have the revelation that you have. All they know is that Jesus saves. And that He has saved me. I have given my life to Him. I have the blood of Jesus upon my soul. They said, listen, whatever it will take. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. If you have phone, go to internet and just type in Islamic Christian Islams or testimony or something. You will see what will happen. You will see their pictures. You will see them talking. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Many of us are afraid to die, but the scripture says that there is a people. There was a voice that came to them when they were saying, God, would you avenge us? They said, listen, you just hold on. There are still many of your brethren that will be what? Killed. Hallelujah. And it's unfolding. That is unfolding. Hallelujah. The other day, about 2 months ago, a sister in Redeemed was preaching very early hours of the morning. Was preaching. From nowhere they came and attacked her, killed her, cut off her head and her legs. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We don't know what is going to happen next though. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So something must happen. Something must happen to me. That even in the midst of all that, hallelujah, I will not be touched. There is something that must happen. Hallelujah. Before we go to that something that must happen, let's read about this, about these seals being opened. He said, and I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. And the stars of heaven fell upon the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs, when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll, when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bond man, and every free man, hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains. Hallelujah. This is, as we speak, this is happening now. Hallelujah. The sixth seal is being opened. On God's agenda, this is where we are. On God's own program, the sixth seal is what is being opened. And like I said, it is not particularly in any order. As this one is happening, that one is happening. Huh? Hallelujah. They are just interwoven activities going on. Hallelujah. As this is happening, that one is happening. Everything is just happening. But in the heaven, there is another. Right now, hallelujah, we can see it. It is happening. Earthquake. Mountains falling. Hallelujah. They are not happening for nothing. There is a purpose. There is something that must, you know, come to pass before something begins to happen. Hallelujah. So that is where we are right now. And in, I think it's in Matthew chapter 24. Hallelujah. Maybe we'll just cross reference that quickly. Matthew 24. And he said something here. Let's take it from verse 1. He said, and Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars, and what? Rumors of wars. See that ye be not what? Troubled. For all these must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these things are just what? The beginning of sorrows. Amen.
Amen.
And I'm telling you, that is where we are right now. We are not moved because we are not moved because it hasn't happened to us yet. Hallelujah. But I can tell you, it is happening and it will happen. And it will come very close. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Then he began to advise us. He said, then shall they deliver you up to be what? Afflicted. So your running away to another country may not necessarily be the solution. And shall kill you. And you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another. And shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall do what? Wax cold. But he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
That is the sixth seal. That is the timing where we are. And as we see these things unfold, we should be checking ourselves. We should be watching our backs. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amongst ourselves. Hallelujah. Amen.
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 I will not be surprised if a brother A begins to betray brother B. I will not be surprised. If I go to a meeting that has to do with government officials and suddenly they say I should pray, and I pray with the same vehemence and energy that is inside of me. Hallelujah. I know that some people will say amen to it. But that, right from that very moment, you have been marked. You have been marked to be dealt with. Hallelujah. I don't know whether we understand. Hallelujah. Tomorrow, if there is another one, they will never call you. Hallelujah. So if they make mistake and call me today, I pray with everything inside of my being, knowing that tomorrow you may not call me. Are we together, brethren?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Right from that day, trouble begins. Because this is the signs of the time. So in the church, There is a betraying of one another. There is a hating of one another. And God is warning us that this is the opening of what? The sixth seal. Hallelujah. Amen. So when you see events happening and things going on, hallelujah, don't think they're happening for nothing. I will tell you also, I just want to jump and go to chapter 8 so that I can, hallelujah. He says that there was something that happened and there was a release of a big star, hallelujah. And the name of that star is called what? We read it. Wormwood. Have you taken your time to look at what wormwood means? From the scriptures, the scriptural standpoint, it means bitterness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Let me open it from my pocket sword and read it and read what it means.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that we have an understanding why men are acting the way they are. They are acting. Why Boko Haram is acting the way he's acting. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What verse is that now? In chapter 8. Yes, look at verse 11. Say one word. The name of a star which fell into the waters and made them bitter. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bitterness. That it means calamity as well. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. In other words, we are talking about calamity. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The star, this big star is over the entire universe. Hallelujah.
Amen.
As a matter of sequence, that is every week. Every week. In US of all places. There is killing. That is on every week basis. Hallelujah. And what is the reason? Hallelujah. The black man says that he hates what? The white man. So some people from one angle, they will just take a sniper and they boom, they shoot and bring down white man. Bring down white police. For just no cause. Another one entered into, that was in France, entered in, is it France or Germany? Entered into McDonald's. Got into the toilet, cocked his gun. And as he was coming, he was spraying everybody he saw, including children. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because this star has been released. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Calamity, bitterness. Hallelujah. Just bitter for nothing. Hallelujah. In other words, we are talking about a spirit that has been released. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
But there is another star.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Who can tell us about that star? There is another star that will keep me, that the big star will not see me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What is the name of that star? There is the morning star. Hallelujah. Amen. He must make sure that he shields me. Hallelujah. Amen. Anyway, let us go. There is a condition for the morning star to shield you. And that is what I'm driving at. Amen. Let us go back. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So there is a ceiling. I want to give you some instances. Hallelujah. Because God must certainly seal us in the event of this wickedness that is going on now. God must seal his people. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 God is must certainly seal his people. And I must say, God is sealing his people now. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Now, let me tell you something. Jesus was sealed.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Are you with me? Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Just go to John chapter 6. John chapter 6, we'll read a few verses there. I have jumped. I didn't go to the seventh seal. That you can read on your own. But look at the, because the concern is that why this is happening, what is the answer? The answer lies in God doing what? Sealing his people. Hallelujah. While all the calamity is going on, while all the wickedness is going on, there must be a people that must be sealed. Hallelujah. So John chapter 6. Hallelujah. I think from verse 25, we can take it from 25. He says, and when they had found him on the other side of the sea, they said unto him, Rabbi, when camest thou hither? Jesus answered them and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, you seek me, not because you saw the miracles, but because you did eat of the loaves and were filled. Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto what? Everlasting life. Which the Son of Man shall give you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 For him had God the Father done what? Sealed. Hallelujah. I don't know whether you get the answer there. It's very simple. It's self-explanatory. That if you want to be sealed, what do? He said, get the bread. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. That you should get the meat which does not perish. You know, many of us, why we miss God is that our attention is on something else. The church has changed this time. The end time church is preaching prosperity. And I'm not telling you that prosperity is bad, but I'm telling you that there is God's order of what? Prosperity. End time church, we are come out as. And we listen to what we preach. We are talking about how God will promote you, how God will increase you, how God will prosper you. That is this is the meat that does what? Perish. But I tell you, there is a meat that does not perish. He said, for the meat which endureth unto everlasting life. There is a meat that endures to everlasting life. Hallelujah. It was the same kind of meat that God one day called Elijah when he was running. He was running from Ahab. Hallelujah. He was running away from the destruction. Of the beast. Because Ahab was out to do what? To kill him. He ran. And as he was in that place, tired, weary, hallelujah, asleep, someone came and woke him up. Hallelujah. And something came before him. This was life that came before him. This was the meat that came before him. And he woke him and he said, eat. Hallelujah. For what? The journey is what? Long. Brethren, if we must overcome the powers of the seal, of the sixth seal, if we must overcome the things that are coming upon the earth, we must be ready to eat this meat. We must eat it and eat it. Because this is where life is. This is where everlasting life is. We must eat it. Jesus was speaking. He said, except you eat of my what? Except you eat of my flesh and what? Drink of my blood. That you do not have life in you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Brethren, this is what helps you and I to be sealed. I don't know how many of us that dwell upon the word of God. Sometimes when I read the word and read, and maybe one day I got up and I didn't read it. There is something that happens to me. I begin to blame myself. I begin to tell myself, what are you really doing? What is more important? And I get up every day, I say, God, just help me. Hallelujah. He said, let this word richly dwell what? In you. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Brethren, we must have it without measure. Amen. So that when the calamity comes, hallelujah, it will not find us. Praise God. Hallelujah. So Jesus himself was sealed. God sealed him. And Jesus must seal me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Even Abraham was sealed. I don't know whether you know that. Hallelujah. Look at Romans 4:11. Romans 4:11. talking about the circumcision. Hallelujah. He says, and he received, just if you go up, we don't have time. He said, and he received the sign of circumcision, a seal of righteousness of the faith, which he had yet been uncircumcised, that he might be father of all them that believe. Though they be not circumcised, that righteousness might be imputed unto them also. So Abraham received a sealing. Hallelujah. But I can also tell you there is levels of sealing. We have mentioned that before. And before we go into details about that, just look at 1 Corinthians 9. From verse 1. He said, am I not an apostle? Am I not free? Have I not seen Jesus Christ our Lord? And not ye my work in the Lord? Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The point is that if some people are the seal of his apostleship, it does mean that he himself must have been sealed. Are you following the argument? Praise God. He said, if I be not an apostle unto others, yet doubtless I am to you. For the seal of mine apostleship are ye in the Lord. Hallelujah. So the thinking is that it's very clear that if he is a seal of apostleship to them, he himself must have been what? Sealed. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you see, a seal is a mark of what? Brethren, lawyer should tell us. A seal is a mark of what?
It's a mark of authority.
Yes.
It's a mark of authority.
Yes.
It's a mark of approval.
Yes.
It's a mark of genuineness.
Yes.
It's a seal for protection.
Yes. The protection one, I'm so much interested in it. Amen. Hallelujah. When you say it's a protection, it doesn't mean that nobody has any authority to lose it and open it. If the seal is broken, you don't use it. Even ordinary pure water here. Ordinary bottled water, is it not so? They tell you that if that thing is broken, don't drink it. Is it not so? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. In other words, there is a seal that God is placing upon you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that seal is saying what? Touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Are we together? He also says that it is the mark of what? Approver. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. In the world and in industries, there is what is called quality control. Hallelujah. Amen. There is what is called quality control. Hallelujah. Quality control means that the thing has to go through many stages before a final approval is given to it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, when it goes through this approval, somebody stamps it. If you have worked in a manufacturing industry before, and it goes to another section, when they have looked at it, they say everything is all right, they put a seal and push it to the next section. Hallelujah. My dear, that is how you are going, that is what you are going through. You are passing through stages of approval. Hallelujah. You and I are passing through stages of approval. And as we come to one stage, there is a seal that is put there. Hallelujah. Until the final approval. Until the final sealing. Hallelujah. Amen. And I can tell you, it doesn't come easy. Hallelujah. Huh? That approval on all the stages, no one comes easy. Because in this time, there is tribulation. And for you to be able to succeed, to move on to the next stage, you must go through tribulation. Don't Don't mind any man that is telling you that tribulation is not for you. Don't listen to the doctrine that says, oh, one day we shall suddenly all disappear. It is not true. He said that too much what? Tribulation. That we do what? Huh? Come on, you people, you are Bible people. Too much tribulation, what? We enter into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. So Amen. Tribulation is for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can I tell you more?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is saying to this church, tribulation is for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are going to go through tribulation. And it's when you have gone through tribulation that you come to the stage of my approval, said God. Hallelujah. Oh, you are going to be tried. You are going to be persecuted. Trials are coming your way. But thereafter, I am going to approve you. For through it, will I appoint those who are approved of me, said God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So let no man deceive you and tell you that you cannot be tribulated. You must go through tribulation. Hallelujah. Some people preach and say, since I became a Christian, I don't know what is called suffering. And some of us want to listen to such people. They are rascals. They don't know their scripture. Too much tribulation, you enter into the kingdom. Hallelujah. You must experience it. And I perceive that the church in Ikpe don't know anything about tribulation. So when it starts happening, please don't grumble. When it starts happening, don't complain. Don't blame anybody. Because I see them calling you names. I see them saying things. But God is going to give you the strength to overcome. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So seal speaks about ownership. Hallelujah. We have talked about one is for protection, two is for what? For approval. Hallelujah. What again did Burebere say?
Authority.
Genuineness. Hallelujah. There are those who will never fake their Christianity. You see them, if you see them. Hallelujah. They don't try to pretend to be someone who they are not. Hallelujah. There is something genuine about them. They may not be of the same fold with you, but when you see them, you say, this one is genuine. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But another one, which is what is very, very important, is that it is a mark of ownership. Just go with me to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy 2:19. He said, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In other words, if you have the seal of God, hallelujah, the Lord knoweth them that are his. The seal shows those that are what? Of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The seal is what shows that these ones are genuine. They are not fake. They are not imitation. Hallelujah. The seal is what shows that the authority of God is upon them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. The seal is what the devil sees in the spirit and is unable to touch them. If you have this seal, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. No devil in hell can touch you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. We were talking the other day. Hallelujah. They will attack this neighbor. Attack that neighbor. They will say this one. No, no, no. Don't go there. Because there is something they are seeing in the spirit. Hallelujah. There is a seal. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, and let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. If you are constantly walking and living in iniquity, the seal of Christ is not upon you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I use very conscious words. I said, if you are living and walking in iniquity, in other words, sin is a habit. You don't have the seal of God upon you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. But look at something. There are those that have the seal, but we have it in different measures and levels. Hallelujah. Verse 20 says, but in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and to some to honor, and some to what? Dishonor. Hallelujah. Those are levels of the seals. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
God is dealing with them according to their levels. Hallelujah. You must admit that you have a level. Hallelujah. You must admit that you have a measure. Hallelujah. And the truth of the matter is that you don't have to remain in that measure that you are. You must hunger and thirst until you come to the fullness of the measure. Hallelujah. That is why the first seal you receive here, you receive it, you receive the blood of Jesus upon your mind. That is number one. The seal of the blood of Jesus is a seal. How many of us know that? Hallelujah. Is it not so? Hallelujah. Because there are three that does what? Bear witness where? Upon the earth. Hallelujah. So the first one you receive is upon your mind when you receive Jesus into your hands. And I say in your mind. Because the blood comes into your mind first of all. Because the mind is the door into the soul. Hallelujah. So the blood comes first upon the mind to cause the door to open. That was why he said in Revelation 3:20, that behold, I do what? I stand at the door and knock. If any man opens, I will come in. Hallelujah. Amen. So the blood comes first upon the mind, so that when you open, he will not come in to start supping and drinking with you. Hallelujah. After that, there is another sealing. The second sealing is by the Holy Ghost. That is why it is important when you get born again, you are baptized in the Holy Ghost. Very, very important. Hallelujah. I'm just taking it very fast.
Amen.
Amen. There may be other sealings. Maybe baptism of water is another sealing. But this one, the Holy Spirit, is very, very critical. Amen. Because with it, you begin to open up your eyes are open into spiritual dimensions of things. For you to begin to walk in it. Hallelujah.